listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, an evidential medium supporting those navigating grief and loss. On this show, you'll experience live readings, bringing forward real messages from loved ones in spirit. If you've been wondering whether they're still with you, you're in the right place. I offer private readings worldwide, sharing messages of comfort, healing, and connection. You can learn more on my website, yourmedium.ca. So stay with me. This place is about healing, hope, and reminding you that you are never truly alone. Now, it's been an interesting week for myself, and sometimes it can be very difficult to maintain positivity in our lives when we're going through a tough time and we need that extra love and support. So what I always do is make sure that I keep tabs on my friends in spirit and ask them for their support and what's going on in my life, and ask them for the highest and best with whatever it is that I'm asking for. But I also do the work myself, and that is practicing gratitude. And you know, sometimes it can sound a little bit corny, but when we're really having a hard time, to stop in the evening every day and think of five things that you're grateful for that day. It can be something kind of mundane, like somebody letting you merge in on traffic. You know, if the morning commute is tough, or sharing a quick conversation with a stranger, you know, rather than just standing in the coffee line, not saying anything to anyone, you have that nice exchange with someone. And put the focus on those five things at the end of your day. And it's nice to lay your head down on the pillow with those five pieces of gratitude from your day. And as you start to do that, you'll notice the shift of your mind changing. And rather than dwelling on what's really tough in your world, you begin to look at the good. So give that a try if you're really struggling with things right now. And we do have a caller coming online. So we have Destiny in Rogers, Arkansas. Destiny, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you?
Happy to be here and doing the show.
Me too.
I'm glad you were able to call in. You know, Destiny, I have a female energy building here.
Uh-huh.
Now, this energy is kind of bubbly and bouncy.
Yeah.
Now, that's you. But is there someone in spirit that was like you as well?
Oh, okay. Do I know him?
Yeah, you would.
I think it'd be my cousin Amy.
Okay, because this person wasn't terribly old when they passed.
Wasn't what?
Terribly old. Like this was somebody who had life to live yet.
Oh, yeah. She passed away at 31.
Yes, that's what I'm
like my whole
getting at.
Yeah,
because she.
How?
Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm seeing horses. Is that around you or around her?
Probably her.
Okay. Because she's got horses with her in spirit.
Aww.
Yes, there's she's standing in a field and I see the horses running with her.
Oh, wow.
Now this feels like some animals that she had when she was here.
Oh, it might be someone else. It might be a good friend of mine. Sydney?
Okay, now let's get a little bit more information there, because it feels like this lady would have had something to do with training or riding horses. Kind of feels like she was good at training them.
I don't know.
Okay. I could be getting this slightly off. Now, did one of these... Okay, now...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just having a quick chitty chat with Spirit right now and asking them what's what I'm getting here. Because it feels like this person rode horses.
Uh-huh.
And was good at it.
Hmm.
But it wasn't like... And it may have been something in their younger day.
Oh, my. Nothing's coming to me, like, offhand.
Okay. Where are these horses coming from? Very interesting. But it's... Did either of them love horses then? Because they're very insistent. Your friend?
It might have been my aunt, too. I don't know. There's three females that passed away that I was really close to.
Then they loved horses.
Loved horses.
Did they ride?
I don't think it was me. It's either going to be Sydney or Connie.
Okay. Okay. So there's horses around this person. They're very insistent on this, and they really wanted to be around horses. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this feels like an illness.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of illness?
It's like a cancer.
A cancer. That's probably my cousin, Amy. I didn't know she liked horses.
Now, I might have more than one there. Okay, so this is, let's dive into this a little bit further here. Because the one that had cancer is pulling forward and they want to talk.
Okay.
They wanted to get your attention. So I'm going to ask her, what's about these horses? She's saying that she liked them too. She liked animals though as well. She was an animal person, it feels like.
Yes. Very much.
Was there a dog with her? She just said big dog.
A big dog. Hmm.
You remember her having a dog at any point in her life?
I'm kind of going between two different people right now. And Sydney did have a dog.
And she loved boy. Animals. Okay. So I have two of them there. Sorry?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think so. Because they keep on weaving in and out with one another, and they're giving me little bits of one person, a little bits of the other one. Because the other lady, like it feels there was a cancer, but there was another type of illness going on there, but it feels it was a more short term.
Uh-huh.
And she passed.
Maybe my aunt. She got sick. She didn't really get sick. She just went in for a surgery, a simple one. Never made it home.
Okay. There we go. We've got our people. But they're very bubbly though too. So they're trying to kind of come in and have this conversation. And they're only letting one talk for a minute. And then the other one comes in. It's like, we've only got a few minutes here, ladies. what they're saying to me is that they all wanted to be here to say hi to you, because you, one of these women you've been wondering about lately, she's been on your mind. Now what she's saying is it's she's talking about signs. You've seen signs and you're wondering if it's her.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on around me lately. Like just crazy things on my TV turning on by itself.
Yeah.
Little things.
Yeah.
You know?
They're trying to get your attention, Destiny. And they will do that. And these ladies are strong because they're all coming in together and they've got some good energy there, but they're talking a mile a minute too.
Oh no.
Okay. Now why do they want to get your attention? There's a change. There's like a life change coming up. Like you're wondering if you should do something.
Me?
You? Not them, you.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I have a lot going on. I just got your breast cancer.
Okay.
So I'm trying to.
You have breast cancer. Is that what you just said?
I did. They took it out at the beginning of this year, but we're having some issues. I found another lump in my breast.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to
all right. First of all, I am so sorry to hear that. That is not a good situation to be going through. Now, what they are coming in to let you know that they're there with you through this, and that they understand. It feels like these ladies would have been there for you if they had been alive.
Yes, definitely.
And they're saying that we're not gone. We're still here with you. Now, they're here to give you strength through this because it feels like there's decisions to be made coming up around this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're,
oh.
They're asking you to sit in the quiet and ask what to do.
That's a good.
You know, because it's one of those things, they're not going to give you medical advice, but they're going to give you that upliftment. But they're there for you. So they're turning on TVs and things like that. Thank them and let them know that you know they're there, okay? And ask for their help.
I would.
This one.
Yes. I still.
Okay.
I was listening to something on my phone, like a reel. It was something really interesting, and my TV to come on, the remote was way across the room.
Yeah.
And my phone paused.
Yeah. Yeah, so they are definitely there with you trying to get your attention. So keep that in mind. Put it out them what you need and want right now with this life event that you're going through, and they'll come through and help you, okay?
Yeah, I've been wondering like whether I should tell you what the man I'm with now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, my dear. So I'm going to have to let you go. But they are getting your attention. And they will help you, okay?